Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right. Almost the spelling champion is waiting to say hi to us. Good morning. It's Friday. It's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley's show.
She's going to have a tantrum.
Oh, yeah. She sounds like someone needs
a swing.
Someone needs
down.
A snack.
Yeah, or a nap.
Yeah. Which one is it? Snack or nap? She's cranky.
Is gonna get to my head. It's getting to my feelings.
Oh, Vanessa, come on. Let us just joke about one thing.
I want to look like a grown up, and I want to sound like a grown
up. I want to look like a grown up.
I know that's what kids say.
Say that
Vanessa.
All the time.
I talked to my kid last night about how he thinks it's so cool that he's a big kid now.
Yeah, no adult has ever said, I want to look like a grown up.
I want to be an adult.
I get it. Let's say hi to a child, an actual child
change.
Right now.
I want to be an adult.
Oliver was representing all of Southern California at the Spelling Bee and made it to the finals, which is impressive. Did not win, but we said we'd like to have him on anyway because anytime.
There were a couple of losers.
A couple of local losers here doing the show every day. Let's say he's no loser, though. Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R. Is that right?
I think that's hopefully how I spell my name.
Nice. That's right, Allie. I'm a big speller, too. Hey, congrats. Sorry you didn't end up getting the big check and the confetti explosion, but you still made us very proud here in Southern California.
Well, thank you very much.
Even just reading about you, I mean, I'm always amazed by all the finalists and what they're able to do just to get to the finals at the Scripps National Spelling Bee. But will you tell Klein some of your hobbies? Because I would imagine they're not the same as Klein's hobbies.
Well, I like to play piano. That's something that I really like doing because I've done it since I've been 4. And it's very satisfying to play a piece when you know it. I also like to play soccer, and I like to read and write. I write short stories sometimes, and sometimes I play board games, I'd say. That's mainly it.
Did you say bet on sports and eat chicken wings?
I like to play.
Yeah, that's what I do.
There's
no relatability.
No, we don't have a lot in common. Well, listen, I was never great at spelling as a child, and I feel like that set me up for a unsuccessful adulthood as well, whereas you're on a fast track to success. Technically, what place did you finish in?
I think I tied for 7th, that was the official ranking.
I mean, the Lakers blew it in the postseason, obviously, you saw that. So all of our hopes and dreams in Southern California was on Oliver from Bel Air Merman School.
Yeah.
As we sit currently, just so you know, you are 7th place, tied. I believe, Allie, we are also tied for 7th place as far as our ratings in the mornings here in Los Angeles. Next year, let's all celebrate together as champions. What do you say?
Sure, that sounds amazing. But again, I hope I win. It would be amazing. But I also, there's a lot of other very good spellers, so I don't want to say anything. But thank you.
Would you like to give us a test word now while you've got us on with you to see how good we are?
Sure. Oh, here's something. Haddock.
Haddock?
Yeah, like the fish.
There's got to be a silent PH in there somewhere.
No, I don't think
H-A-D-O-C-K. Haddock.
Close enough. There's two D's, but
close enough.
Well, we have one for you, Oliver. Can you spell K-Rock?
K-Rock? Okay. K-R-O-C-K, K-Rock.
Oh, K-R-O-Q.
So close.
You were also close.
Oh.
Yes.
Q, okay.
We come from the Greek to K-Rock. Well, listen. I appreciate you, Oliver. Of course, this guy made Southern California very proud. It was great to see you up there on the big stage. And next year is going to be your year. And already, nothing to be ashamed of. There's thousands of people that try to get here. To be seventh place, that's damn good. And we are super proud of you here on K-Rock and in Southern California. So thank you for joining us. Competed in the 2025 Scripps National Spelling Bee. Made it all the way to the final night. Nothing better than that. And thank you, Oliver, for joining us on K-Rock.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Think of the most amount of cavities you've ever had at one trip to the dentist, or perhaps your entire life, and then double it, and then double it again, and potentially you'll get close to what Allie had to deal with yesterday.
I got blindsided, man. I think I got scammed.
I thought you were exaggerating when you said the number. I thought this was you trying to be funny for comedic sake. I thought you were being ha-ha funny, and apparently that is the real number, huh?
Well, because I went to, I had a regular cleaning. I hadn't had a cleaning in a while, and the dental hygienist was saying, oh, you got great teeth. You're not prone to cavities. I'm like, yes, I pride myself in this. He even says, keep flossing. You're doing everything right. And I don't floss. And then he goes, you know, there's two teeth that, you know, there's a little question mark over. I'm going to have the dentist look at them and see if, you know, you want to have them filled. There's just two of them, but they're not big cavities. And if you want to get them filled now, it's better than if you wait for them to get bigger, because then it's going to be more expensive to have them filled. The dentist looks at him. She shows me some screenshots of my teeth and says, you know what? You might as well have them filled now because it's going to cost less. I say, great. Let's schedule the appointment. No problem.
And by the way, when they show you the x-ray of your teeth and it's just, they just point to some gray area and then a slightly different gray area. They're like, you see that right there?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, do you see it? Because there's nothing there.
I don't know what we're talking about here. They're like, well, that's a buildup or that's the beginning of a thing. I don't know what any of this stuff means. Are you trying to make me feel like I'm a part of the process?
Right. But they try to explain what a cavity is and how it forms and how it can get worse and all this crap. And they're like, your teeth are, you take good care of your teeth, but you just have deep teeth. Like the teeth.
Deep teeth?
Yeah. Like my, the grooves inside are like just naturally deep.
But you do a lot of things that are not good for you. You say they take, you take care of your teeth. You smoke. That's not good for your teeth. You don't floss. Not only do you not floss, but you brag about how you're not a flosser. You think flossing is a scam.
Yeah, but the cavities that I have or are developing are not a result of not flossing. She said there are different cavities you can get from not flossing.
Oh, those will be coming
soon.
Those
are the in-between your teeth cavities.
Which, do you have on the surface cavities? Because that's disgusting.
What do you mean?
Cavities on the, like on the front of your teeth? That's like impossible.
Not on the front. No, no. The ones that are on where you chew.
How many?
Normal people cavities.
What is your total?
So I get there, and they're like, okay, we're having some cavities filled. I'm like, yeah. And then she goes, okay, so we need to numb you here, 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 all four sides. I'm like, what do you mean? I thought I just had two cavities. She's like, no, no, no. We're filling seven. I was like, seven? I thought I had two. She's like, no, don't you remember the graphs that I showed you? I was like, no. I don't know what you were showing me. You're just showing me a bunch of teeth. I don't know which one's which.
Seven could be a world record.
You could be like the Joey Chestnut
of cavities.
Dude, I have never had cavities.
Well,
so, and this is a new dentist.
You've never had cavities in your life?
No.
Never had a cavity in your life?
Maybe there was like one possible like little baby filling.
So
but
you
again,
went from
it was
zero
like,
to seven.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's why I think this is a new dentist and she wants to make her mark and say, hey, let's just get seven cavities filled, even though they were like, hey, let's just watch these. We don't even know if you really need them filled. It was potentially nothing to seven.
I don't think a lot of dentists would even do a four-quadrant numbing and do it all at once. I think they would do, like, half your mouth, and then you'd have to come back
Dude,
and do the
she
rest.
She was, like, shaking her hand out at one point.
She's got to fill seven cavities. She's got to be all cranked, though.
And by the way, on a normal day, this would be a great day having two women in your mouth on this, you know, it's great. There were four hands inside my mouth, all women.
My God.
And they were going at it. I mean, there was like drilling happening, there was filling, there was a black light at one point, they've got the suction thing, they've got the water thing. I was so numbed up that I could not feel any, I mean, I was trying to drink water after it was just spilling out of my mouth. It was a whole operation. It was
seven.
Exhausting. And then
seven goddamn cavities, Allie. floss your goddamn teeth. Jesus. Even when I use my fancy toothbrush that I got from my dentist, like a $150 toothbrush, even when I do that and I use the super fancy toothpaste they gave me, I floss my teeth afterwards and I still have stuff coming out of them. You never floss, and this is why you are about to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars for your nasty ass teeth to get fixed. Floss your teeth, you nasty beast.
Oh, man. What a message.
It's funny that my dentist called.
Is that your dentist? That's crazy. On the phone? Floss your teeth, you nasty beast.
And then they said, by the way, if you feel uncomfortable, if your jaw starts bothering you, if you feel like your bite is now uneven, let us know. And I've had intense jaw pain this morning.
Yeah, of course.
So I think if you're getting that much work done, why would you set me up in this way? Why, if you're the new dentist, is this what you're setting me up for? Because if I had never gone, nothing would have ever happened. I would have just been normal, living my life, and this is where I get against the dentist again, because every time you go, you might have one issue, you leave with seven issues.
714 on the text line. I have a taffy and meth addiction, and the most I've ever had is five. Congratulations, Allie. You've beaten my best.
Okay. I even have the electric toothbrush where it times every side, 30 seconds one side, 30 seconds the other. I brush 2 minutes morning and night.
I never went to the dentist a day in my life until I turned 38 years old, says 818, and I only had three cavities.
Yeah. Dude. And I've only been...
What do you mean, yeah, dude? Al, you had seven.
Because they're That's making crazy. It up. I don't have seven cavities. There's well, no... There. She was finding stuff to fill, I'm telling you. And now I feel overfilled. Yeah. I'm overflowing.
Floss
and that's why my jaw hurts.
Teeth, you nasty beast.
All right, There's no way I needed seven cavities.
We have to take a quick break. Just because Allie has to brush
her
mouth. I have
to rest my jaw. It hurts.
Get some ice time. When we return, you will want to see what's going on in the studio. I'm looking at it right now as they're setting up outside. This is going to get crazy. You think Allie having seven cavities is the weirdest thing you're going to see today, hear about? Not the case.
There's a lot of cavities right in front.
You got to get to this. Taxidermist is going to be in here in just a moment. Unbelievable what's about to take place. I would recommend you check us out on YouTube. We'll be streaming there live in moments. K-Rox, YouTube, listen and watch. That is next. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, one of the saddest things you'll have to deal with in your entire life, and we've both dealt with it recently on the air. Allie, most recently with her cat, me last year with my dog of 18 years almost, Chloe, is when you have to say goodbye to a pet.
I know, and then when they die, you go, why? I'll never get another pet. I don't want to ever have to go through this again. And then you get a new one.
Do it again. Even something as small as a fish. When my fish died, and Vanessa had to deliver the news to my kid, and this is what that sounded like.
So your betta fish read it. Ready? He died.
Yeah.
He is in Rainbow Heaven with Chloe.
So even it's a sad thing to deal with. And Ace and Ray are in our studio right now. They are the current owners of Bischoff's Pet Preservation, which started originally as something you guys were doing for Hollywood, talking about big exotic animals, has now really blown up where people are doing freeze drying. I mean, for lack of a better word, I guess that's what you do with their own animal, their own pets, right?
Correct, yeah.
And this is happening now a lot, like more often. There's something that the concept of keeping your animal in your living room on display still seems weird, but it's becoming less weird by the day.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's been kind of a trend. Well, it's I guess the last few years it's been kind of like snowballing. So it's
a common pet name.
Yeah, snowballing. Another snowball.
Yeah, yeah. And when people ask you, is it mainly, you know, like right next to me, I'm sitting next to a taxidermy pet dog.
Oh, my God.
And it's insane how real it looks. And when people are coming to you, is it mainly the whole animal that they want to get taxidermied? Or because you also have a heart and people want certain body parts done.
Where's the heart? Hold on. Check. We're on YouTube right now as well. Can you hold that up?
Yeah, so
oh,
that's
the man.
Dude, this is insane.
I thought that was one of Allie's cavities from yesterday.
This is actually my snack.
I better keep that away from Allie.
Nice protein.
We get hungry this late in the show. Look at what is that? That's the heart of a what? A dog?
So, no, that's the heart of a cat.
It's cats have hearts? I didn't even know. Look at that.
Hey.
Unbelievable. Look at that thing. So some people will say, I want that preserved, so that's a different way to celebrate the life of my animal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm one of these guys, and I know even Vanessa, when she was coming in here helping you guys move some of these animals, she goes, I can't touch them. The whole thing's too weird. A lot
if
of people.
If you pet this dog, it's like you're petting a dog. It's
that's
crazy.
The part that's crazy right now. I'm looking at a adult. I mean, this was someone's animal. This was someone's pet, right?
Yeah, that was someone's pet.
Can I pick it up?
Of course.
And, I'm not going to hurt it.
This is so sad. and there's something about it that is beautiful in some ways, and also incredibly freaky. Now, yeah. Jake the Nerd on our show, he works in that office back there. He's got 6 dead things in there with him right now. Jake, what are some of your dead things? Because we're going to let you try to impress these guys, and these are pros.
I got a vial of tentacles. I got a beetle. I got a seahorse and a vial. I got an alligator head, and I got a frog holding a baseball bat with a baseball on it.
Are you guys impressed by that stuff, or is that like amateur taxidermy?
I mean, not bad.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Wait till you see it. He's going to come in here in a second and show you guys. But what would the process be? So I'm a guy. I had a little dog. Loved this thing. It was the greatest dog of my entire life. We had the tough decision to make at the end, and they give you the terrible options. You want to cremate it with the other animals. You want to give it its own cremation. Yeah. You want to just put it in a shoebox in the backyard like I did with my family dog growing up. Or, new option, they go to you and they say, what would it cost to... Is it formaldehyde? Is it freeze-dry? What do you do?
It's to preserve. So what we do is we freeze-dry the pet. But when they originally come to us, what we do is... First, we got to figure out what they want, because not everybody wants a full preservation. So some people do just want ashes and a pile cast and urn, or we'll do like a portrait. And then, but many of the clients do want full preservation, and that's why we offer that.
I mean, if you think about it, if you have like a big guard dog...
Oh, put that right in front of the front door.
Yeah, and it seems like there's a sleeping dog right on the doorstep. Yeah. Nobody's going to porch pirate that house.
No, you don't want to move. Sure. It's unbelievable. In fact, I'd like to get someone else's big dog in front of me, because then I don't have an emotional connection.
Yeah, can climb by someone else's pet?
Yeah, is that possible?
Possibly, yeah.
All right.
And what is the price point on this? If somebody wants a heart or a foot or a whole dog?
I mean, it depends on what the weight of the pet is generally. I mean, it starts at about $2,600.
Oh, for a whole pet.
Yeah.
For a whole pet? Yeah.
And how long will it look that good? How long will that dog look that good? Forever?
Forever.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah,
and it can't get fleas anymore?
I mean, if you leave it in a garage, it's like rotten or something.
Oh,
poor.
Yeah,
but now, if you take care, I mean, our business has been around for over 100 years, and we've got pets that have still been around from like way back in the day.
Whoa, and what is inside of it? Like, what did you fill it with? Is that cotton stuffed animal stuff? What's in there?
No, it's just foam. It's just literally, the center section is just actually foam, but the skeletal structure still remains.
Whoa.
So that's how you get the pet to look the way your pet naturally looks on the way
in our studio now at K-Rock. By the way, we're chatting with Ace and Ray. These are the current owners of Bischoff's Pet Preservation and Bischoff's The Animal Kingdom. You've seen probably some of their animals in movies, right? You guys have done a lot of movie stuff before. What are some of the movies you're big, like the lions, the tigers, you have the snakes? They've been in, I'm sure, a ton of films. What are some of the big ones?
Well, most recently, Yellowstone.
Oh, the show.
Yeah. So we did a lot of the animals for them.
Yeah.
Landman, The Revenant.
Yeah. So
Revenant, that bear that he crawled inside?
Right.
That was your bear?
It was a lot of the suits he was wearing when he was in the waters and a lot of that stuff.
Wow.
A lot of American Horror Stories.
And people are spending $2,500, give or take, depending if you would like to leave, if you'd like to keep your animal in your living room. Oh, my God, that's a dead cat. Oh, my God.
And it's so soft.
We're on YouTube right now. Allie, was that your cat or no?
No. Doesn't look like her. When people... Like, when people ask you what you do for a living and you tell them, what is the general reaction? Is it like, oh my God, that's so cool? Or like, people are creeped out and horrified?
Well, we get mixed reactions, you know. Some people think it's cool, some people think it's creepy, you know.
Yeah. Vanessa, what would it take for you to come in here and hold this cat?
No, I can't. It like makes my heart race.
You want to hold the heart? Is that what you're saying?
What?
You want to hold a heart while your heart races?
Vanessa, can you come in here and pet this cat that I was holding?
I literally don't want to.
What if it was the cat's dying wish to be pet by you?
No, I already, like when I saw them, my heart started racing because like, think about it. They were alive and now they're just there.
I know, but they look so peaceful. No, and I think about at home, I just have a box with Zoe's ashes.
Right.
To actually see her, like, laying there.
Would you wish you would have done this, Allie? Because
I wonder if it would be weird for the new pet.
The new pet to see it. What have you heard from any owners that have said what happens when their new pet or their other pet sees their former brother
or
sister?
Man, I better listen.
Usually they
don't freak out. But we had a situation where their new pet I started chewing. No,
oh, chewing. Oh, no. That's not good.
So
yeah.
That wasn't good.
Yeah, you got to listen to it. Well, in my house, that's what would happen immediately. That's why I can't bring it to my house. My dog's a humper. So, Jake, sure. Would you like to bring in one of your oddities now to try to impress?
Yeah.
These guys are pros. They're not impressed easily. What are you going to bring in, Jake? Oh, he's coming
bring in.
Bring
in my frog.
Okay, watch this, guys.
Now, this is like the boardwalk version.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, do you want your pet to be holding a baseball bat while riding a surfboard?
Tell me what you guys think of this. Now, this is a Jake, that's a real frog you're bringing in now?
This is a real frog.
Are you guys impressed?
Holding a baseball bat.
Guys, I want you to be serious for a second. How
very classy.
How impressive is that on a scale of one to not at all?
Three or four, maybe. Yeah. Creativity level, I'll give it like a 4 or 5.
Right. Yeah.
It was a present.
Jake is so happy you guys are in here right now.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, look.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I like that. Well, listen, it's fascinating stuff. What's your website? People want to check you out.
Bischoffsanimals.com.
All right.
And what's the weirdest pet that you've taxidermied? Like a pet, not a wild animal.
Yeah.
Well, we had a lot of reptiles.
Wallaby.
There's
a little
Whoa.
Wallaby for sure.
Wallaby.
Would you do a human for the right price?
Good question. I guess everything has a price.
Yeah. I think Vanessa would be the most affordable.
I think, yeah, if we're paying by the pound here, we got to do Vanessa. She only put a little bit of foam. What would that, is that legal to even do that with a human or not?
We haven't looked into it.
Yeah.
So we don't know. We would have to look into the legalities of it. But you know.
I mean, it's not legal, but it's pretty much what they already do.
Yeah. Right.
If you go to a viewing, they're doing the same exact thing.
It's so true.
Right. You're just missing the freeze dry phase.
Right. Right. So that's like the
people,
key.
Exactly. So people freak out, but it's the same thing.
And you can just have him like standing against the wall like a grandfather clock.
Well,
there's Grandpa. He's there right over there.
It's just your actual grandfather holding a clock.
Yeah.
He's right there. It's pretty cool. Well, listen, fascinating. And the fact that people in L.A. are doing this now, business is up over 40%, people that are deciding to do this with their own pets now. So you never really have to say goodbye. It just lives forever.
I know,
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much, Ace, Ray. Once again, we'll put up all the info on the socials. But check out the video right now on YouTube. You got to see what's going on in the K-Rock studio. It's wild. Check it out on K-Rock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Our deepest, darkest, most shameful secrets to be revealed right now. This is the Box of Shame. Look at it, huh?
The Box!
Glory, glory. Look at the Box!
Of Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
All right. One secret has been pulled out. Whose will it be? Oh, great. I can already tell it's my handwriting, so.
Can't be worse than what Jake shared last week, keying that random car that broke down.
Yeah, a lot of people that used to like Jake said that that story alone, they will never like Jake again. Even though you're not supposed to judge us for these. This is us cleansing our past and apologizing for all that we've done. This person ate someone else's food delivery order and then returned it.
Oh, damn.
Let me just start by saying.
This person, like we don't already know it's you.
Could be anyone. Is Omar, is it you? Let's go through the shenanigans.
We all know it's you.
I have a policy. If someone knocks on my door and hands me something that's edible, I will eat
it. You let them crap in your house.
And I will let them use my bathroom. That's right. I'm a safe zone. And I want you to know that. If you're an Amazon driver, delivery driver, I know I have a UPS driver that listens to the show. You can always dump out of my house.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I am a friendly dumping zone. Mm-hmm. If someone knocks and hands me a bag of food, even if I don't remember ordering the food, I will accept what they're handing me. And if depending on how hungry I am, I will not ask any questions before I start eating the food.
Well, yeah, why would you?
I also, sometimes my wife orders, we're not on the same page with that stuff. Sometimes she orders something or she works from home. She's got assistants there. Sometimes they order food. Food just comes to my house sometimes.
Cool.
I didn't order it necessarily.
And you got a steak coming to your house.
That was an unexpected treat that I had yesterday.
But if somebody knocks on the door and says delivery, I would think to myself, well, maybe there's a neighbor that's missing an order, and I don't want to take their food from them. So I'd probably be like, oh, I didn't order it. Like, what's the address you have?
In this, I don't ask questions. And a lot of times, I think I still have my preference set up for just leave the bag by the door. I don't even have the preference of hand me the bag. I just still have the...
take a dump in my bathroom and leave it.
Leave it by the door. And so I knock on the door, went there. There was a bag of food waiting for me. It was not a place that I normally order from, but my wife was in a Zoom call in her office. It was getting close to dinner time. She did say that she was going to figure out dinner. So usually that would mean she was going to order. She's not cooking. I opened up the container. It was a bunch of different rice and chicken, Mediterranean style
food.
Ooh,
yummy.
My first thought was that's weird that she would order this because it's not her style. But
really?
I was like, maybe
Mediterranean is great.
Maybe she was thinking of me for a change. And I was ravenous. So as I start kind of putting it on plates, I just start going eating the kebab.
And it was enough for the whole family?
It was a lot of food.
Good.
I'm going to eat it all. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
This was before or after the steak? Oh, this was a while ago.
Didn't happen yesterday.
Okay.
Then I get a knock on my door again in about 7 minutes, and it's a delivery driver. And he said, hey, I think I brought the wrong order to your place. Do you have the order I just dropped off? Now, I don't tell the guy.
Well, he can't at that point take the food from you and deliver it to someone else.
Oh, that's what he did.
Unless the sticker's still on there. Don't they have the sticker thing?
The sticker, first of all.
Yeah, the sticker too.
The sticker system is really
the
only thing that's holding delivery apps together.
The sticker system is not a great system because I walked in.
But the sticker.
I said to the guy, as I'm chewing a mouthful of the food he just brought me, I'm going, oh, yeah, I haven't even gotten into it. Let me go see if it's still in there. And the guy stands at the thing, looks at me through my window as I don't think he's watching, but he's. I walk inside. I quickly put everything back as much as I can in the containers. I put it back in the bag. I take that sticker system.
You put the sticker back on?
Put the sticker back on.
And good as new.
And I hand it to the guy, and he goes, thank you. that would have been bad, and here's your order. And it was a much smaller salad order.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
That was what she had gotten, and I was so disappointed.
And it was only a salad for her.
It was just one salad for one, and meanwhile, I handed this guy what felt like pounds and pounds of just meat, kebabs, and rice.
Oh, yummy.
And the guy goes off and probably brought it to someone else.
And they probably questioned. They're like, this chicken and rice looks messed with. Well, yeah, but there is a sticker.
There's a sticker. So. Hey, Rock, we are Clint Ellie's show. 5 minutes away. Get you 4 tickets to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. Just be ready to call and win those tickets, and you'll get a chance to win them all day long here on K-Rock. The number is 800-520-1067. Raymond, quickly, then we got your news to get to. What's up?
Hi. I had a quick story. I got 3 pounds of raw crawfish delivered to my house once from those delivery drivers.
Mm.
And, yeah, me and my wife, we don't eat seafood. So we're like, okay, well, we took it, and we're like, we didn't know what to do with it. So we kind of kept it in the fridge for like 3 days.
And then
we put it in the freezer, actually. It was like those prepackaged sealed bags.
Yeah.
And then what did you do with it?
Tell me you ate it.
Well, no, we don't eat it. It was a lot of food, so we were debating on what we're going to do.
I'm sorry, are you telling me that you got 3 pounds of delicious crawfish and then you threw it in the garbage? What happens at the end of this?
Please.
No. We were debating throwing it away, but we felt kind of bad, so we put it in our freezer just to hold for a while. But literally 2 days later, the person who originally ordered it found our address. It was a neighbor from down the street.
Mm.
They just delivered to the wrong place, and they came and picked it up.
Oh, man. You should have had
some person with great breath.
Yeah, person
have you seen my 3 pound delivery of crawfish?
Crawfish? look, you ordered a bunch of crawfish. Probably came from somewhere like New Orleans or whatever, and then they're not there when you need them. All of a sudden, you're supposed to have people over for your big fish fry. Or
you're just making a bunch of AMSR. What is it? AMSR?
You got it.
ASMR. Yes, ASMR. That's what a lot of people make those videos where they're sipping crawfish.
Oh, just cracking heads.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good stuff. Let's get your news right now, then we can officially give you some tickets so that you can go to enjoy Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. But first, what's happening in the world?
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
It's not even June yet, and we already know what Klein is getting for Christmas, and it is Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soap. Sydney Sweeney has partnered with Dr. Squatch to create a soap made from her actual bathwater. According to her, when your fans start asking you for bathwater, you can either ignore it or turn it into a bar of Dr. Squatch soap, and that's what she's done. The soap is titled Sydney's Bathwater Bliss, and it is limited to 5,000 bars. And they say it is a medium grit exfoliating soap made with sand, pine bark extract, and yes, a touch of Sydney's actual bathwater.
Yeah, I'm not into. I think she's whatever, but I'm not. I would never. I'm not one of
you
these weirdos.
You don't think she's whatever?
I think she's whatever.
She's not whatever. Do you think she's super hot?
Yeah, sometimes. And sometimes she looks real tired and buggy.
Tired and buggy?
Sometimes she does. Sometimes she looks really attractive. I don't know. She's like a day-nighter. But regardless, I'm not the kind of person that wants to drink her bath water. I'm not some weirdo. I'm not. No, I'm not. I think she. Uh-huh. I like looking
at
her.
Why don't we see what you do with it when we get you
3 pounds? Dude, if she offered you not only bath water, what if it was like her under boob sweat?
Yeah, well, now we're talking.
Take that, Dr. Squatch. Yeah. Level it up.
I mean, Omar, we're finally getting somewhere. Okay. Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Ode to boob sweat? Why? Make it happen.
Yeah, you know someone? Or can you have a hookup? Let me know.
We'll see.
All right.
There is so much to watch these days. There's too much at this point. But what were you watching? They tabulated the results from the past year. They came out with the official list of the most watched TV shows. So these are the top 10 of the past year. Any guesses on what's on the top 10 before I read these results?
Well, just because of Vanessa rewatching alone, New Girl has got to be the number one show. She watches she's been through that entire show 15 times.
Yeah.
Now, in the past year.
That's got to be that Squid Game show, right?
Squid Game's probably on there, but I think the Beast Games show, Mr. Beast Games, did really well.
Not on the top 10, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not on the top 10.
Omar's right. Squid Game is still number one. 27.1 million people.
The new season.
Yeah, this is the last year. total viewers.
So the show had to come out within the last year as well.
Mm-hmm. So this is probably the new season.
White Lotus gets a lot of buzz, but I don't think it was viewed by that many. It's weird. No. It's like HBO numbers are different than other numbers.
Yeah, number two was Adolescence, that show where the
boy murderer. Oh, yeah, that was good.
It was really good, and every episode is filmed with one single shot.
Yeah.
That had 19 million viewers. So that was number two.
But top shows, you got to think Netflix now because they've got just more people watching.
Yeah, but then it goes right down to cable. Number three was Tracker on CBS. Never seen it.
Never heard of it.
Number four was Reacher on Prime Video. Never heard of it or seen it.
Klein Alley Show on YouTube. Is that on there?
That's not.
Oh.
High Potential, also something that you wouldn't associate
never
with this show.
Never heard of that.
On ABC. Number six was Matlock on CBS.
Did they reboot that show or those reruns still?
Everyone's watching reruns of Matlock. No, it's the new, I think it's Kathy Bates is in it.
Remake. I'm so unaware.
Landman.
Oh, yeah. Landman's cool. Good show.
Paramount Plus.
Yeah, that's good show.
15.8 million. Then we get to number eight is The Monsters, Lyle and Eric Menendez story. That I watched and understand. 15.7 million people. And then Zero Day. Is that one with Jennifer Garner?
No, that was a movie it was a Netflix movie, basically, that we get cyber hacked and the whole world comes to an end.
Oh, and then number 10 was Nobody Wants This.
Huh.
Yeah. And Nobody Wants This had 15.2 million. But it's crazy that a lot of the shows that you would think, you know, like White Lotus and ones that are super buzzy were not on the list.
Yeah, not
and
there at all.
A lot of people are still watching Matlock and cable TV in
Go
a way.
Figure.
Which is weird. All right, gays, it's here. It's queer. Get your sleep now because Pride Month has begun.
Woo.
It's going to be a long one. This is the weekend of many Pride events. This is weekend one of many. We hope Pride starts this weekend. It's the Dyke March happening tomorrow.
You can't say that.
Yeah, you can.
Is that real or are you making a joke?
It's called the Dyke March.
Stop it.
What do you mean stop it? That's what it's called.
Where are they marching to? Home Depot?
Oh, yeah. You're going to hear a lot of people talking like this, and they're going to be showing off their bikes.
I thought Pride Month. What is June?
Wallets?
Didn't June start on
Sunday?
Oh, Sunday is already June.
So June 1st is going to be the actual Pride Parade, and then there's a lot of smaller events like a disco ball lighting ceremony in front of Green Queen Dispensary, a drag queen lip sync battle, and then headlining the concert portion is Lizzo, Remy Wolf, Honey Dijon, Paris Hilton, and Kim Petras, to name a few.
All right. Well, happy Pride for all of you who celebrate.
Yeah, and show up, and even if you're an ally, you just want to have a good time, because it's especially good to support this year when a lot of corporations have been dropping their support.
Ally is gay, if you're just joining in.
I won't be there, but please show up.
Ally's got plans this weekend.
I'm camping, which is gayer than all of that.
Yeah, she's showing the real Pride by going out in the wilderness and camping. That's real Pride.
Crap in a bush.
Is that a euphemism or?
Oh, it's another march.
Okay, great. Here's a new hour of the show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.